What's going on, your man? Welcome back, Blackstreet Boys Show, episode numero 100 on y'all, man. Bid 100. You feel me? As usual, your boy Brandon Keith, aka the Range Brother, 2K Jones, Young Baller, whatever you want to call me, the man to my left.
It's your boy March, man, the Menace. Hey, girl, mouth like a dentist. Y'all know how we rocking, man.
Man, you already know who it is, the CEO of the Prez, Robert Guy, Rob Philosophies, whatever you want to call me, baby. Let's get it.
You got your boy D Johnson, DJ Smooth, the man with the money, man. Y'all know what it is.
Man, Patreon. Discord numbers going up every single week. And speaking of numbers going up, man, we've been doing it for a while. We've been at it for a while. Episode 100. Episode 104 is actually going to be the 2-year mark. So I feel like that's going to be like the real moment where you just look back, you know, just reminisce on things. But of course, 100 is always going to be a big number. Appreciate everyone that's been along for the journey thus far.
Yes, thank you.
You know, over the past couple years, we done built over like 200,000 followers across all social media. Almost 11,000 on YouTube, and we couldn't do it without y'all, man. And we're just getting started, getting close to entering year 3 of a 10-year run, man. I like to say that, you know. And, man, very grateful. We got some other big news. You know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a minute, you know that we've been trying to get into a new spot, whatever, really get some more things going. And safe to say that thing happened, man. If you want to call it a BSB house, whatever you want to call it, man. Just know I already took a couple dumps in there, a few dumps in there. I had to get in there first before anybody else to assert my dominance.
It's ridiculous.
That's actually quite crazy, but I will be taking mine pretty soon.
You feel me? Got to mark your territory. Okay. Let them know. Okay. Let them know whose motherfucking spot this is.
Snake up, man.
How did he wipe your ass the first time?
No, there's toilet paper there.
There was. I'll be fair.
I used up most of that thing.
I should have capped.
Yeah. See, no, you shouldn't have fucked up.
No, you should have capped to make that nigga look terrible. I ain't gonna
oh, my Lord have mercy. Capped. But I will come to say, at first I was going in the bathroom upstairs, didn't have no toilet paper. I was like, oh, I can't take a shit there.
Right.
Went downstairs, saw some toilet paper left. I said, oh, there's no toilet paper. Wipe my ass out. I'll take this dump. To that dump, look up, no soap in that bitch. I said, God damn.
Shit.
I made a grave mistake.
That was a grave mistake.
I was like, oh.
Motherfucker's hands was brown.
No, man. But we washed. We got soap. We got sanitation on them things as soon as possible. And, you know, yeah. Yeah.
Treacherous.
But that's besides the point, man. You know, we've been at it for a while. We're going to go on for a little bit longer than usual. Extra about 30 minutes, you know. Of course, you're going to have the extra 15 minutes for the Patreon. And also, make sure to use code BSBPOD, BSBPOD, for, you know, kick bills. You know, a lot of people got sneakerhead fans, superhead family, whoever the case may be, friends, whoever the case may be. Go ahead, get on there, get something for them. Man, it comes with the building kit, comes with the instructions. You build it yourself, have a good time. Have a good time. Very fun to build. If you're on the visual, you see it right there. It's been here for a few weeks. Shout out to them. Shout out to Kick Bills for sponsoring the show. Listen, this might be a big episode 100, but you know we're going to keep it business as usual. Oh, it's my ultimate favorite, man. For this first one, man, I want to do a little throwback. Just a little throwback to our very first question we ever had. I don't know if y'all remember the first question, first ultimatum we ever did. But I asked this question. It was one of our very first clips. And I believe this clip actually went viral, too.
Okay.
And I want to hear our updated responses on this, man. So, would you rather give up sexual relations or food? Now, if you give up sexual relations, somehow, you know, you can still preserve the human race. And if you give up food, somehow, you know, you can just still, I don't know, get your nourishment, whatever the case may be. But, you know, some people say that. It's a tough question because some people say that, you know, oh, this food tastes like sex. Or sometimes like, this sex like food. So, man, what y'all doing? Y'all giving up sex or food, man?
I'm gonna remain my answer. Plus, same. You ain't better than mac and cheese, man.
Actual. Even though they say your ball sack got a, they say it got a, what do you call it?
Taste buds on it.
What you mean?
Yeah, they say your balls. They got taste buds on it.
What you mean, taste buds?
Yeah, the same ones on your tongue. They say they got similar things on your nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're like.
Technically, you can taste shit with your balls.
Yeah, they done did experiments. Niggas dipped their balls in like different drinks and shit.
I man, this is ridiculous. This is cap.
I tried it.
No.
With my ex.
No, that's good.
What beverage was it?
Orange juice.
So it says It says Tesco's do in fact have taste receptors.
Mm-hmm. How does that benefit us?
Dipping my shit and everything.
But how's that? So what did the orange juice feel like on your nutsack, brother?
It was cold. I didn't taste nothing though.
You ain't taste the pulp.
Then why did they say that we have?
I don't know. Maybe mine just
taste receptors
broken.
On our nutsack.
Maybe mine just broken.
This is groundbreaking information that I've never
Maybe it's like a muscle you gotta work it more. So I'm gonna just start dipping my nuts and shit.
See, that's crazy. But bars though, what I'm saying? Cause the taste receptors are on your nuts, right? And it's not like we just constantly tasting shit with our nuts. Facts. So we not gonna be used to the taste. The taste not gonna be in our mouth. It's gonna be on the bowels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it says here, thing is, according to the 2013 study, the taste receptors in the testicles aren't the same as the ones in your mouth.
Right.
So
just like, do they just go off when you some coochies on the horizon?
That would be bars. That'd be nice.
Feral response.
That'd be nice.
Is this like a pollination type shit? Is that what you're saying? Like a pollination.
Yeah, it don't activate
shit
until, you know, the motherfucker get around that motherfucker.
Maybe that's why it says like it has a mind of its own. Maybe it's filled by, I guess it's filled by the nutsack. By what was inside the nutsack.
Human anatomy is quite fascinating.
Wait, it's on the skin?
I'm gonna do some studies.
It's on the skin?
I would hope so. We do need to cut any shit open?
I don't know.
In between the wrinkles? Right.
Man, I don't know shit. I ain't look that deep.
Rob, you giving up sex or food, man?
Oh, man. You know, it's a real tough question. You know, I had some real good sex. I had some real good food, man. But you know, it's always been consistent. That food.
No, it hasn't.
More consistent than sex. Because sex ain't consistent at all.
What do you mean?
In comparison?
Comparison like what? Like how quality?
How often have you had good sex versus had good food?
I don't know.
And if you're not having good food all the time, that's a skill issue.
Bars.
Because you choose what you eat.
Bars.
I guess you choose what you sleep with, too, but you can't know bars beforehand, though, if it'll be bad or not.
Kind of bars.
I'm saying, like, you're trying something new. Like, a lot of motherfuckers out here can't cook.
Yeah, but that's a choice. Trying something new is still a choice.
You got to eat they food. You don't want to be rude. You know, that shit is nasty.
I mean, that's a rare occurrence, though.
That is a rare occurrence.
Man, you say pussy ain't better than mac and cheese. What type of mac and cheese we talking about? I've seen a lot of baked mac and cheese that look like hell.
But like, let's say your favorite mac and cheese, though.
Yeah, no, I don't got nothing on that. Mac and cheese ain't like my favorite goddamn food, though.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Mac and cheese is delicious.
Better than chicken.
Now we might be talking.
That's easily bars.
Now we definitely talking.
Yeah, that's easily bars.
You know, I'm Mr. Chicken.
Well, we know. We know. We them up. We don't
smack down a drumstick.
I've been on the Popeyes email list for years.
Oh my god, I haven't been there in a while.
I haven't actually took myself there, but I had it though. I'm not going to Popeyes. Somehow Popeyes stumbles across me.
This nigga has an aura.
Can't escape.
This is crazy. This is hell.
Bro,
this is crazy.
Popeyes always just finds his way to
this is crazy
me.
Crazy as hell.
Or if not, I'm already surrounded by Popeyes.
Oh my god,
it's tough, man.
Popeyes get this nigga chakra.
2 miles radius of this nigga right now.
Right, for real. You gotta get that nigga the patch. Going through it over there. He can't escape.
No.
Will Nelson on that boy.
No, we
slapping the shit out of him.
Nah, we good though. But anyways, I got another one for y'all though, man.
Oh Lord,
another ultimatum for y'all.
Crazy.
Man, so would you become a billionaire right now? The rest of your days, get to spend it however the hell you want.
Mm-hmm.
But in your next life, nigga, you got to be reborn as a toilet.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Do I get to pick what type of bathroom I'm in?
Probably not. Got to be random.
It's a family. It's a household. You can't choose what household.
Damn.
So do I have the mindset of a human or the mindset of a toilet?
You asking too many questions, man. You don't know all this.
Man, y'all that's a valid question, though.
Yeah, y'all ask all them damn questions when I ask mine.
Right. Are you coming back?
You are getting offered $1 billion.
Are you a conscious toilet, though?
Kind of like that Lennar shit?
Yeah, you conscious toilet.
Like, so you a toilet from Monster's House, bro.
You conscious toilet. You're aware of your toiletry, yes.
But as a conscious toilet, aren't you wanting to fulfill your job as a toilet?
No.
That's actually a very good that's a very good response, DJ. I'm happy you said that, because I was talking to one of my friends before, and I didn't think of this. He was just like, well, if I was reborn as a toilet, I guess wouldn't I wouldn't I like shit? Yeah. Wouldn't I like,
yeah,
like
you?
Do?
Yeah. Because like that's your
and
job.
That's a good. Like, but you don't know that.
What do you mean you don't know that?
You got people on Earth that just feel like, what the fuck is my purpose in the first place? Like, what the hell is this?
If I'm gonna be a toilet, bro, I want to be in the girls' bathroom.
You funny nigga. You are a funny man.
Yeah, you're still getting fecal matter.
Right, you're still getting shit on.
Yeah, you seen the worst side of them.
But I'm also seeing some coochie while I'm in that mouth.
That's not necessarily true, though. Why would they like the shit? They be getting clogged up and shit by
that's
the
shit.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily true, but you might like it, though.
I'd rather be a women's
be like, sometimes I like, you know, some niggas eat chimichangas, can't handle that shit, nigga. That shit fuck up their system, and then they get clogged up. So, you know, it's fucked up, you know. I don't know if you can see if you were a toilet or not, but either way, you might be like, I don't know, you might be like a mole.
Fucking Pee Wee Herman's toilet.
You can't really
shit.
See, but your other senses are heightened.
Oh, okay.
All you can do is just taste and...
That's so crazy.
But if that's all you know, you might like the taste of that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo,
this casserole.
You in the... you in this world as a toilet. You know, your role as a toilet is to, you know, take shit and take, you know, piss and shit.
Throw up.
Yeah, occasional, yeah.
Period blood.
Oh, man.
I'm out.
You can't do it? Nah, I'm out. All the things you said yes to.
Actually, $1 billion.
Yeah, that means it's a girl's toilet, right? So yeah.
But those toilets, you're going to be around for until they get rid of your ass. So that's probably a shorter lifespan. It's a shorter lifespan than a human.
Oh, definitely.
Shit.
Definitely.
Shit.
Especially if you like, you know. You like a toilet.
But like, what if the family move and shit? And then you get a new one.
Then you got a new family shit in your mouth.
Can it be a family full of females?
And then what if they have company all the time?
Can't choose that. I mean, it's just a family. Damn. So you know it's a family.
Like, what if you're the downstairs bathroom, like the guest bathroom, and just all kind of random motherfuckers coming in and just shitting and pissing and shitting and pissing.
And now
the motherfucker, you going to be in for a wild ride as a life as a toilet.
Mm-hmm. I'm still taking I'm taking the Billy.
My goodness, man. You do everything for money.
Billy Goat. Yeah, Billy Goat.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, Billy. I ain't gonna lie.
Billy Goat.
Lord have mercy. Now I can't do that, man.
No, that's crazy. I can't do that, man. That'd be fucked
Billy
up.
Billy Goat.
Being reborn as a midget is one thing, but a toilet, that's just too much.
Because you got to think, like, you're going to go back through the cycle, and you was talking about how you conscious. Are you going to remember your life when you was a toilet? Man, I'll be fucked up for millennia, man.
Right. You didn't let me even go there.
Can I be a toilet that shoots water?
Yeah, you can be a bidet.
I want to be a bidet.
You can have a bidet.
Yeah, I want to have a bidet.
Yeah, but that's
like not a toilet.
They basically just use the equivalent of you spitting in butts.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That's why you wanted to be a woman so bad.
DJ got it right.
Okay, that was a good one. That was good. Shit, I'm doing that.
But you're not the controller. Of you doing that action.
Oh, I okay. will.
But
I'll try to get
But that makes it even better, though. They choosing to let him spit in her butt.
But you also spit in the niggas' butts. Like, this nigga goddamn Cook County jail.
Really? I say shit. Cook County jail, boy. Get in that butt.
I'm trying to say, they ain't
I think it's worth it, though. I think it's worth it.
Man, not everything.
Billionaire?
Money ain't worth everything.
You know who you know what the echelon you're in if you're a billionaire?
Shit, with that $1 billion, I can find a way to extend my motherfucking lifespan, so goddamn, I won't have to be
It's gonna be a long ass time before you die, because what do we know about rich people? They take a long ass time to die. Look at the House of Representatives, Congress, them damn team owners and shit. All the ways be living.
Yeah, but does Joe Biden like his life? He doesn't know what the fuck going on. He's old as shit. He has the responsibility of the world on his shoulders.
Well, he's not.
Sounds like he has probably he didn't die already from the heart attack.
He's not really in control of his body most of the time. It's the dementia fucking his ass up. So.
That's what I'm saying.
That boy be lost in the sauce.
Bro, lost.
You saw that nigga Joe Biden, he was reciting something and he read like the teleprompter. He read like the pause or whatever. He's like, oh, there's one way you can save America or something like that. Vote Joe Biden. Pause. Wait, huh? He said what? He started laughing. I was like, bro, what the hell?
They didn't get that old man.
But that
worked.
But that actually like works though.
The teleprompter
fits with the society. That fits with society.
You were supposed to pause and wait for the crowd to acknowledge him. That nigga read pause.
Yeah, that's why I told you. You know, he don't know how to read and none of that shit. But it don't matter.
Yeah, don't matter.
They doing it for him.
They need to get that old man.
They typing all them damn scripts up and shit. He just reading them. He not cognitive. What the fuck going on? Shit. He barely know his name.
Look, you and this misuse of that word, brother.
Cognitive?
Cognizant.
Huh?
I think that's the word you was trying to say.
Yeah, why are you saying cognitive?
He said cognitive.
Come on now, we smart Negroes over here, man. I don't read, but I know some words, though.
Are you talking about his cognitive ability?
Yeah.
Because he was talking about his dementia?
Yeah.
I think you were just using it in the wrong sentence. I don't know. You're black.
Lord have mercy. Okay, man, that's enough. That's enough of that, man. You got bigger fish to fry. You know, if you're watching this on Tuesday, you already know what the hell going on. Big goat. Big goat.
Big goat.
Goat.
Oh, God.
Kendrick Lamar.
K-Go.
K-Go.
Dropped the track K-Go. Out of nowhere on a Tuesday morning. Nothing but violence.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Destroying out there.
Nothing yes, but laughter. Y'all man. Thought y'all light-skinned prince was going to hold that crown up for y'all?
I'm going to let Samaj talk a lot from this.
Get
man.
Off your knees.
They do. Yep.
He's over. Yep.
Get off pads. Your knees, hang up the pads, and wipe the mouth.
But at this point, can they get off their knees?
Hell no.
No, they can't. They got to double down.
They've been on their knees for that long on concrete with no knee pads. Them shits is fucked.
Yeah, his knees rusty as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
I don't know what the hell they going to do.
The motherfuckers are dead in the concrete. Shit. The motherfuckers.
Like, good Lord.
No socket for them to put them knees.
Yeah, them kneecaps is no more. They've been doing that for a long time. Relentless, rigorous.
But can you blame them? You going to come this far? Shit. Why would you step back?
Mm-hmm.
You just going to admit, oh, yeah, he got smoked.
Are you justifying the suckage?
Yeah, no.
That's exactly what
you're saying. I guess I am, but yeah. I'm just saying.
So are you in fact sucking with them?
Hell no.
But you support sucking.
Right. You invoking the justice
for
the suckers.
Y'all putting these different words and shit on it. Nigga, they supporting shit.
Are you an ally of the suckers?
Yeah. Hell no. This can't go till we die, nigga.
He's okay. In the sucker alliance.
Okay, well, that kind of sounded like suckers as well.
Don't care. It's my goat.
Okay, goat.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's my goat too, but like. Just till you die, like, you know, what if some shit come out?
Oh, wait.
That's what he said.
Yeah, okay, it's a little bit of a hyperbole, but damn.
I'm just saying what you said.
Regardless, right. There's some
suckage right, that could
on.
Be perceived as okay. The suckage, though.
You know what?
That's the different perspective, and that's what we was talking about, because you the
can't like niggas.
The suck insider.
You can't like niggas, man. You just can't ride for niggas, huh?
You see what they do?
I hate it for
we on the same team and I'm getting shitted on. I mean, we all on the same exact team and I'm getting shitted on.
Yeah, no, it's okay, brother. It's okay. You know,
I mean, you know, you subject.
But that boy K Goat on that ass.
But man,
belt to ass.
Man, he really set this shit on fire, man. That shit broke YouTube. It broke the view count. They had 3,000 views and 300,000 likes on shit. Goddamn it! Like this shit is ridiculous. Under an hour. You know, y'all play that numbers game. That
you know what I'm saying, brother? Yeah, mother love talking about numbers, but as soon as he drops them, now the whole world is blown up.
That thing already got 1.4 million views on Genius. Like, niggas in there my really bro. Dissecting shit.
Dissecting the bars.
Bro. It's too much. Like, the first time I listened to it, don't get twisted, I still loved it, but it was a lot of shit that went over my head.
Facts.
The more I listen to it, the better that
song.
Shit get.
Oh, yeah.
For real. He just literally. Going in every single goddamn bar.
Oh, that motherfucker got bumped.
This shit is absolutely ridiculous. You know, you're going to have people that's in there, they just need to cope. They need to cope.
Hell yeah.
They need to cope, man. He did it.
What is it, the braids?
Man, God, bro.
Oh, my God. Saw
it was
comments.
The sexy red bar that had me fucking rolling.
Oh, the sexy red bar was the funniest shit ever. That's what I love, because make it just, you just, you know what I'm saying? It ain't always just super now. Serious, yeah. Whatever.
Right. But this verse right here is everything niggas been saying about Drake for years.
No. Yeah, I mean, shit, it's just, he just kept going in, bro. And my goodness, like some of these damn bars, bro, like, oh my goodness, bro. I'm just scrolling down the goddamn list, and it's just nothing but lyrics.
His daddy a killer, he wanna be June, they must have forgot shit. Yeah, you feel me? Like, bro, what he talking about? That went over my head for a minute. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he's talking about Jay Prince or something, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, that shit was ridiculous. Yeah, his daddy a killer, he wanna be June, they must have forgot. The shit that they done, the mention must run in his family, but let it get shaky. I'ma park his son.
Oh, like, bro.
Park his son is so crazy.
Bro.
Oh my God, that's
bro.
Bars.
Because when I first heard that, I was bars. Like, I'm pretty sure you meant like Parkinson's or something like that.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
But
that's why I had to go over it again.
But then when I hear it again, yeah. I'm like, nah, that was God, ridiculous.
That's crazy.
That was ridiculous. Then you got Lupe Fiasco fans come out the fire depths of hell that still claim that he can't touch Lupe Fiasco. We don't care.
I
don't care.
I definitely
you don't give a fuck.
I ain't gonna say all that though. That can't touch Lupe is crazy.
Like, come on now. And then can't he put out. I mean, there's so many things. We're not gonna sit here and break down the whole entire thing. That ain't the point of this podcast. But I mean,
he hate the way he say nigga. That shit had me fucking rolling.
I'm like, I ain't gonna lie. That's all made me think of some.
That shit had me fucking rolling. Yeah. This right here. Put him on the charts. Billboard, top 10. I want to hear it now.
It's going to be on there.
I want to hear it now.
Yeah.
Man, there's so many layers to this fucking song, man.
He talked about having to, trying to get the man to sign a cease and desist over the like that. So I'm like, that is crazy.
Yeah.
It's a lot, that goes to show y'all a lot of that backdoor and weak shit Drake be trying to do behind the scenes.
He said,
"That nigga waving the white flag.
When I see you stand by Sexy Red, I believe you see two bad bitches. I believe you don't like women. It's real competition. You might pop ass with them."
But bro, might pop ass with them is crazy.
I ain't gonna, bro. That was, this shit, you bust out laughing, bro.
That's K-Go, man.
Like, come on, bro.
Who my God,
who doing it like that? You
but
know,
he was saying he saw Sexy Red's competition, though. That was going over niggas' head, too. That's what he was really getting at. He seen Sexy Red's competition. That's why he did a song with her.
Yeah,
facts. No. Yeah, I have some homies at work that be talking all that Kendrick shit. I ain't heard no peep. When and Drake dropped, niggas all on my
if
phone.
If you just gonna sit and act like it wasn't nothing, then
bro,
like,
you
niggas
see what I was
reading.
Ain't 21, it's gonna be
bro.
20 if I gotta say niggas that right with you.
Bro.
That's it.
It's just like, oh, he ain't say nothing new, no, nothing that we just never heard of, like Pusha T, blah, blah, whatever.
Nigga, and nobody still saying nothing about Pusha T. He still ain't saying
nothing
about
Pusha T. There's too much source material.
Facts.
Just clown this nigga.
Pusha T exposed his child to the world. Y'all can't do no, he can't do any better than that.
Like, bro, like,
he got him.
And he even said in a song, it's like, y'all want him to dig up some shit, some dirt on him. It's like, nigga, you think his life just revolves around this shit? Hell, dog.
Real.
You got bigger fish to fry.
He said, I
got to
take care of my child. I'm like, you?
Like, what you know about that? What you know about that?
Oh, my God.
You don't know nothing about
that.
I said, I ain't like I know Drake's life, but just judging just from what I can see, him always on tour. I don't think that nigga sees his son very often.
Can't be.
Nigga,
there ain't no way.
Keep it a whole buck, and I said this morning. Shit, if it wasn't for Pusha T, the world wouldn't even know about that little nigga.
I don't think we would.
I don't even think Drake probably would have gave her that bread and left her alone.
I mean, who's to say that that's not the case, for real?
Who's to say you don't got mo?
Shit.
I mean, you probably do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's one stripper. I'm sure he don't have relations with more strippers. Some sort of
she's a prom star.
She's some sort of sex worker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't remember the line from Juice WRLD song?
I do not. That was very random. I don't know what that you're talking about.
Oh, Lil Yachty and Juice WRLD when they made that song together.
Oh,
y'all club.
Yeah.
Damn, y'all, because Juice WRLD was like,
fuck like Alexis Texas, but I ain't no Drake shit.
I won't get her pregnant. Hey, young Juice WRLD, boy, you reckless. Ah, that song's hard. That song's hard. Back and forth on that was hard. But now Kendrick, he smoked him.
Definitely.
Oh, now good. I am looking forward to the response. Cause you know, at what point, cause we all in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
He got his ass smoked like a goddamn brisket on the grill.
Oh yeah. Kendrick
so,
up.
You know what I'm saying?
I think
what the fuck can you say?
That's a great analogy too, because the nigga took a long time for that song, wasted no time on the goddamn song. Like I said, you know, mm-hmm. brisket, you smoking that thing, it's gonna take all goddamn day.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I feel like
that song took a long time,
Drake,
but
gonna,
you just
gonna do a boom bap.
And it's a long ass song.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he didn't shortcut nothing.
Come on. That song almost 7 minutes long.
Exactly.
And, like, and the whole 6 minutes keeps you invested.
And right. keeps going and living to the last half a second of the track.
Uh-huh.
I can spit it.
Just still just going.
Like, he ain't bars. Cut no corners
you
on that.
You don't want to hear you say
that.
Nigga no more.
Bro, that's my favorite part right there. I'm going to be saying that all the time.
And it's tough because now like you can have millions of niggas when you go on your song and you say the N-word because you're not going to stop saying it.
Facts.
I wouldn't expect you to stop saying it.
Right.
But in the back of niggas' heads,
like, I don't want to
really be saying it.
And now you got to think about it from Drake's songs now on. Every time he say nigga, that shit going to pop your head too.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, man, he's playing mental warfare as well. Shit, boy, that's pen, bad. That's pen.
Now,
don't play with that man, pen.
Back in the day, I used to say that Drake when he says nigga was cringy. Now I don't say that no more. It's not cringy. I ain't lying. It's not like a regular nigga. But back in the day, he definitely was corny as hell when he said nigga in his songs. Like, I agree with that. That shit was funny as hell.
I'm sorry, but this shit is just
I know Samaj was jumping for joy when he seen
I was doing like this.
He had his pom poms out.
Bro. Motherfucking homie, shout out my homie Evan, bro. He's a fucking Drake slobber. He sent me that message this morning. I was so happy, like, yes, my goat responded, bro. Thank you. This nigga been talking shit all week.
Nigga, I'm about to have a field day at work tomorrow.
The Pharrell lines, and he goes and talks about Daft Punk.
Yeah, like, that was
like
crazy.
Daft Punk with a helmet.
That was crazy.
That was a good connection, too. And then another bar everyone's talking about, because I know people are going to be in the comments, oh, you forgot this shit. Oh, nigga, you forgot this shit. Y'all niggas ain't really listening. Nigga, we listen, but shit, we only got so much goddamn time. but the line where he's talking about, like, oh, Cole and Drake, they on stage, they hugging and kissing, hugging whatever the hell.
Yeah.
He said, you know, I love him to death. He said, I'm going to explain that in 8 bars, whatever, blah, he's going to explain that 8 bars later. He said, oh, I love my brother to death, but oh, I want to know if they're my real friends, because if not, I'll turn to YNW Melly.
That was a bar. That was great a connection. Bar.
8 bars and also bar, because that nigga, you know, he behind
and
bars.
And like, if you think about it, it was still like, if with that bar, it still kind of turned it a little, maybe like not as malicious.
Well, I think he was just talking about Cole right there. I don't think
That's why I took it as.
He said he hate the way that he walk and the way that he talk and the way that he dress.
Yeah,
and
that's
the women
how,
that
that's
he
what,
fucks.
That's what made it distinctive. The
real
who
women.
Oh my God.
He said, because we, because you know what I'm saying? I was explaining how it's not just me, it's how the culture feel. You know what I'm saying? He's like, shit. I guess that's how we feel. I mean, I think that's how you feel, nigga. Yeah. About your own women.
Yeah.
The way that you do your own songs.
I'm telling you, bro.
Just nothing but bops. Like, nigga, you're 37.
Bro. Oh,
how long will you be chasing these college bitches? It's this thing that we all saying. Like, I like Drake, but it's not his time at the moment. Well, now it is his time, but like, you know what I mean? It's not his time. Like,
It's not his time, it's his turn.
Yeah, it's turn.
Nigga.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Definitely.
Man. Go. Bars.
Just discover my family tree. I came from Billy Go.
But this is just too many. Y'all, we can't stick on this forever, man. We got to keep going.
Oh, man. Yeah, I want to get into this, man. Not everyone needs a fucking tattoo.
Why you ain't no niggas tattoos, man?
I get on social media and I'm just fluttered with fucked up tattoos that you niggas are getting. Why do I see a man with the word limitless on his throat?
And oh my God!
Bro, I've seen that.
That nigga got limitless throat.
Limitless throat.
Unlimited inches going down that motherfucker.
Why? Damn, that shit went over my head.
I was like, limitless, like literally a second later it came in my head. Yeah. God damn.
Limitless throat?
He wasn't even thinking what the hell is going on. His life is going to suck for the rest of his days.
And like, the thing that's really messed up about like that is like, having a tattoo, you have some too, don't you?
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah. It's not like an easy process. Like, it's a process. You got to first get the tattoo, which is sometimes painful as hell.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, you have to take care of that motherfucker for about a week and a half.
Facts.
And then you have to do upkeep sometimes if it's like big as hell. So you did all of that on your neck and you're taking care of it.
Also, you forget another thing, DJ. Most times, tattoos are a very serious thing. So a lot of times, when people, before they get a tattoo, they really think that shit through.
Mm-hmm. Give it a meaning.
Sometimes years.
Yes.
Really give it a meaning behind it, because it's going to be on their skin for the rest of their life.
Yeah, this took me two years to get.
He went through all those stages and still decided to put limitless on his throat.
Man. We forget another thing. You paid for it.
And
you had to be
the motherfucker sat there was like, do you want this on your... Okay, like as an artist, I'd have been like, "Limitless throat, nigga, is kind of crazy." Like, I would have let him know.
Did he look like a hood guy? Like,
oh
yes,
hey, man. I seen the video on TikTok. They had three pictures because throat tattoos are kind of popular. They had limitless throat, blessed throat, and they had a nigga with like a goat on his throat.
Oh, goat, my God.
I saw another one.
Go goat.
When a dude has an Incredible Hulk, like, it's busting out of his chest and his neck. Well, he got an incredible throat. Yeah, like, bro, it's crazy.
Yeah, he on his throat.
Nah.
The tattoo. Bro. That shit's crazy.
Like, niggas are on a spree of terrible tattoos. Last one. Dude got cream, cash, rules.
Everything around me.
Everything around me, right?
Yeah.
But the cream is on his chest. It is oozing. The cream is dripping.
See.
White ink.
Come
on, bro.
Some of y'all got to get second opinions. Some of y'all got to get second opinions, because that's
like,
crazy.
Nigga, cream on your chest,
like,
nigga.
Your
homies could
have told you, like, nigga, that ain't it. That right there ain't it. Like, come on, man.
The artist got to be sitting there, like, on your chest, bro. Like,
it is. The thing that blows me is, like, you paid for that. Like, paid for that. Like, my tattoo says Gator in Mandarin. I probably spent like 3 weeks looking up, you know, like what the sign is in Mandarin, what Gator means, because I paid $90. Now, you get a tattoo of that across your neck, you're probably looking at $100 to
$200. Yes.
Man, this nigga got Kung Pao chicken tatted on his left wrist.
Stop it, man. Stop that. I got to confirm.
Sour chicken.
I got to confirm recently.
Okay.
Later in my job, she confirmed it.
Yeah.
But I was very happy about that. But I'm like, damn.
Just say hello,
you
Kitty.
You, man, like, you paid all that money to just become a meme. Like, right. What the hell?
That's just in the word. They even try to cover that up. Like, no, nigga, we still remember you.
Exactly,
throat,
like, bro. Yeah. Like,
you still got limitless throat, nigga. We saw
like,
that.
That sounds like a would you rather we've had before. Like, oh, the dick on your forehead. Yeah. And some shit like that. Like,
literally.
For $1 million. Like, nigga, you did that. You lost money trying to get that. Like, that's crazy.
But you said that you would.
I would do it.
So would you get limitless on your neck throat? For.
$1 million?
Yeah, $1 million.
Nah, ain't enough.
Ain't enough. That, hey. That's bar. That ain't enough.
Well, I could have been a prank or something. I could play it off as like a prank. I was sleeping.
It's forever.
Like, bro, this is crazy.
Oh my and that's God. Like, you realize, like, how they have to, like, go over the
and
shit.
That's his only tattoo, man. He wanted, that's why, you know, he really wanted to let it be known.
That had to hurt.
Limitless, bro.
I seen this on my Twitter.
Shading. And yes. Shading is, like, that shit hurts. Like, they digging your skin for that. Like, oh my God.
I mean, niggas already digging in
throat. It's limitless.
Niggas throat getting dug in limitless.
Yeah, literally and figuratively.
And that is his first tattoo.
That's what I'm saying.
His body is clean. That is his first tattoo.
He's real passionate.
And like,
limitless throat. Like,
and it's like, some things you fuck up with and you just like take it to the grave. This nigga got a picture taken, too. And was like, I'm going to go on Twitter and I'm going to post this.
Turtlenecks for the rest of his life.
Come on, man. How you going to get a job with that?
Flexed it.
Turtleneck.
Shit, nigga, you just gave bitches a new tattoo idea, nigga. That's
you sure did. Like, you sure did, though. You sure did, though. I know it's
sexy red gonna get this shit, nigga. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, come on, bro.
It's be sexy.
I could definitely see that.
Sexy. Yeah,
like, speaking of sexy red, did you see her pictures without with the tattoos covered up?
Oh, love it.
Now people say that she fine.
Love it. I love it. Yes. Yes, I love it.
I ain't seen that.
I love it.
But what you thinking? What you want the people that's been saying Samara that she young thug adjacent?
Yes, but with them tattoos covered up, yeah, she has a few points up there. She still looks thug adjacent.
Yeah,
she was a four, but she kind of a six now. I ain't gonna lie.
That's real. I mean, I've always, like I said,
but
I still
tattoos
think,
four. Sorry,
I still think a lot of around about her is an abomination to society. But I never said she was ugly.
No, I think she's ugly.
No, with them tattoos.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I don't think she's a very attractive woman.
Not at all.
But attractive is different from, you know, being ugly. You can be
okay. I see what you mean. She's not ugly, but as attractive,
I would never pursue that.
No.
I mean, not one, for the one time.
No, I would never pursue that.
You know, she has moments where she's ugly, but
everyone has those moments.
DJ, you not trying to bow.
That's that booty meat.
I'm not pursuing that.
Hey, look at
the booty cheeks.
You ain't trying to.
She can make a hit song. Don't get twisted. I like some.
Her ass do look like the
bro. Bro, that's Jeffrey.
I'm never pursuing. Talking about Jeffrey.
This. Well, whatever, man. I got another question for y'all, man. Y'all, I was at my job, and I was just talking about this, and y'all know this famous phrase. You know, women don't know about this. No, y'all know about this.
Yeah, they
know about
do.
This. Y'all know about this. But this is really a hot topic amongst guys, and it's just like it's just an accepted rule, apparently. It's, you know, when you go to pee, like you go to the urinal, whatever, stall, whatever it is, you're standing up, you're peeing. How many times you shake your willy? Now, a lot of people say that you're shaking more than twice, you're playing with it. And I was just thinking, because the other day, I was, you know, I was at the urinal, and like I said, I was peeing, and after I was done, like, I shook it, but I ain't shake it twice, but I probably shook that motherfucker about 8 times.
Mm. See, you in there choking
real fast,
your shit
though.
At that point.
No, you're not choking it. You're not choking it.
Nah, it's not.
You wagging it.
Yeah, y'all dragging that. Ain't gonna lie.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like if you only doing it twice, bro, you still got pee remnants on your shit.
Bars.
and just take it another step above, nigga. If you using the stall, you got some toilet paper by you. If you're not tapping your tip, nigga, you ain't doing it right. You ain't living right. That's fucked up. You niggas don't be tapping your tip and expect your girl to go lick your penis. And then after that, they be licking your dong. And that ain't right.
I've never heard those words used in that sequence.
So you
tapping your tip.
You sitting there just.
Well, you got to get all that.
It's faster than that.
Dab the tip. Dab the tip.
You shake it real fast. Get it off. Because y'all be like, 1, 2. I'm like, nigga, now you got it. Now you dragging the pee remnants in your drawers. And now you're sitting in your shit.
And a lot of y'all ain't hydrated.
You know, I think it's going to be pee remnants regardless.
Regardless.
But it'll be more.
But you get more bad. Off, man. You're trying to do bars. As best as you can around here, man. I understand it's gonna be perfect. That's why you also even in the bathroom, nigga, you tap your tip.
Choking your shit in the
bathroom. You gotta tap the tip.
I'm saying, bro, I said this at my family house during Christmas. That sounds kind of crazy.
You gotta tap the tip.
But I said, bro, I dab the tip when I go to the bathroom.
You gotta tap the
tip. And I was scrutinized.
That's ridiculous.
Dabbing the tip.
But I'm saying, like, what was their reasoning?
Yeah.
But bro, saying it on Christmas?
Bro, nigga? It was the guys. They was just like, man, I don't do that shit, man. Get that motherfucker a couple shakes and I'm good. You dabbing the tip for what?
I mean, okay, listen, now that's quite crazy.
I'm not saying you can't live without it, but I'm just saying, especially if you got a woman in your life and you're getting your dong licked and things and you're sticking your dong in things, it would be a good thing to do common courtesy just to tap your tip. Mm-hmm. If you told your girl that you didn't tap your tip, she would not be happy with your ass.
Yeah, because tip. Vice versa, you know, Plyle said it best, you know, that pissy pussy, you know what I'm saying? Shorty use bathroom. She don't wipe down.
Yeah, she gotta tap that. She better pat that motherfucker.
Yeah, you know. You gotta
pat the pussy. We gotta tap. You gotta pat the pussy. You gotta motherfucking tap the tip.
Yeah,
bars. That money, bro. Ain't no wrong way. Take a couple seconds.
It really do though. It really don't take like y'all make it seem like
it's like some hassle.
For days.
And I would say if you're in a rush, you got something to do, shake that motherfucker real quick. But like you can shake it more than twice. And I don't think I'm playing with it. I'm not getting erect or no shit like that, nigga. My shit's still fully flaccid. But niggas, you shake your shit. Shake your shit.
Why you look like that? He's
why did you say that? My shit's
it's,
fully flaccid. Because
it's facts. Because like you see, he was playing with it.
Because he said, I'm playing with it. If I was playing with it, bro, I'd be this motherfucker in the erect.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Y'all kill me with that shit, man. That's right. Y'all drinking that shit. Ain't gonna cap. Motherfuckers want to be clean and shit.
I'm still shaking it for like fucking 3 seconds.
I think that's necessary.
But you know what? You got to think about it. Like, if you can see the perspective, like a movie camera coming behind you while you back there shaking that motherfucker 8-10 times, what it look like?
It ain't a goddamn hammer, motherfucker.
You got to be doing it rigorously.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all make it seem like you, like, nigga, you just, then you do this.
Nah.
That's about 8 right there.
Please stop doing that.
I had one homie say he does, like, a couple strokes. Yeah,
I give a couple strokes too, lucky.
Oh my god,
strokes.
Yeah,
strokes. So now you playing
that,
with it then?
Get that motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it's like only like one. That's the one or two though.
Yeah, the analogy was like
that's
you know,
the one or two.
You got the toothpaste, and now you got to squeeze the tube to get it out when it runs low.
Yeah.
So it's like that. I was like, you know, now that you explain it, my brother, it makes more sense. It's a fucked up way to say it.
It's a very fucked up way to say it because I'm like trying to process.
Nigga,
it.
You and these sweetest fish, nigga. This nigga old man for real. Nigga, it's like 3 weeks in a row.
We are not sponsored by them.
Damn.
We are not sponsored by them.
We need to be at this point.
For real. You need to call them. Shit.
Be a commercial or something, nigga.
Yeah, right. But we going to you going to have the sweetest fish. And we going to have the Sour Patch Kids. I ain't eating that. I be damn, I eat that.
You tweaking
this. Nah, sweetest fish ain't bad. Don't do that.
Don't do that, bro.
No, sweetest fish ain't ass. It's not the most enjoyable.
That's the candy I get.
Am I going on my way to get sweetest fish?
Not at all. Yes.
See, that's the candy I gave away.
You know what? Low key, those new Swedish fish they got with the new flavors and shit is low key decent.
Oh, I never heard of that. Yeah, new flavors, Swedish fish.
Swedish fish and friends.
They got new flavors and shit. Tropical.
They're friends. Friends.
Friends. They got like turtles and shit.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather just go get Mike and Ike's.
I'd rather just get Sour Patch Kids.
I don't really eat candy like that, but yeah. That's besides the point, though. You know what I'm saying? If the women is patting their pussy, my brother, you need to tap your tip.
Tap a tip every now and then.
And shake some. You ain't got two shakes. I don't think that's enough. I think you need to be shaking your shit at least a few times.
That nigga said shake some.
Shake some is crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. That sounds crazy.
What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying?
It's just like, I don't know.
Shake some is crazy.
Yeah. It's like, bro, man. I leave what you're saying. I ain't getting on your ass. I'm just saying, like, it was. Timing was kind of fucked up.
Addiction.
The way you verbalized it just didn't sound right.
You all good, though.
But
the point still stands.
Shake your shit.
Yeah.
Shake some. Anyway, brother, you can go ahead and get off your shit.
Okay, so you're talking about, you know, shitting and toilets and all that kind of stuff. Let's say, you know.
Yeah, so that's like the third. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. A lot of bathroom talk.
Yeah, fecal matter and shit, yeah.
Fecal matter is crazy.
You're talking about. Let's say you got an Uber that's coming up to your house.
Yeah.
And, you know, he been driving all day, you know. Now you got to pick your black ass up.
Okay.
He look back at you, he say, I got to take a shit. You know, can I use your bathroom? You letting him use your bathroom?
I take my tip back if you do.
Of course. That's what I say. I was going to say. If you going to use my bathroom, you ain't getting no tip, nigga.
You're not getting a tip.
That was your tip right there. You're going to use my damn wipes. You're going to use my damn hand soap. You're going to flush my goddamn water.
No, real talk.
I'm running water. Mm. I'm running extra water. That shouldn't have been running because your black ass got a shit.
Hey.
You know.
Y'all better than me. I know he that black. Uber.
Okay, Uber, what if you're not? Well, if you're not black, then your ass.
Hey, y'all better than me. Uber not taking shit in my crib. Struggle so outside.
You gonna let him drive you with having to take a shit?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It gets hard to drive. We gotta take a shit.
Yeah, man.
You putting your life in danger.
Hey. I'm also not mad at his answer either.
Nigga better go find the nearest nigga, gas you station. Your life in danger. Or
you know how hard it is to concentrate when you got a shit.
Yeah, no fuck, man.
How bad? I guess you got shit pretty bad.
Nigga, you knew you if had shit. If he asked you to,
the passenger. Yeah. She gotta go. Come on.
Hey, yeah. I'll stake my claim with Uber.
It should be fine. Man. How far are we going?
Who knows? But you got a shit, Brandon.
I don't go anywhere past like 40 minutes.
Right.
Regardless,
you
DJ,
want him to hold his shit for 40 minutes?
That's very possible to do.
Regardless,
yeah.
DJ. Were
you turtle headed?
He knew he had
shit. He ain't sitting up my turtle head.
Right, that's crazy.
He ain't sitting up my turtle head.
Nigga really got a shit in this right there.
The nigga like, knew come he on, had this man. Shit before he picked me up.
He's been driving Uber.
Yeah, you should
pause
that motherfucker Uber.
Hey, look, I'm letting him get it. I'm letting him get his shit off.
You know what I don't know.
Because, like I said, you putting me in danger. It's hard to drive when you got to pee and shit.
Oh, no, I haven't had to shit that fucking
because your focus is off. Nah. The only thing you thinking about is...
You just got a fucked up stomach, man.
Nigga, that's a lot of people.
Hey, because I'll be having a shit, but I'm, like, never on the verge of shitting myself.
Well, you just started on yourself before.
Hold on.
You got him. Ladies and gentlemen,
y'all smiles. I was sick. I had a stomach bug.
Don't matter. He could have been sick.
He
could have
been sick too, jackass.
No, fuck that. That's some bullshit.
So nigga, start while you driving.
Come on,
bro. Hey. Now you smell.
Nigga swerving and shit, and now you stay.
Now the whole place, now the whole whip smell like hell.
That's y'all problem, man.
How is it y'all problem?
That's your problem too,
nigga. In the car.
I'm canceling the ride, man.
You already
you
driving.
In the car, jackass.
Hey, man. Cancel that motherfucker. Take my fees.
He's stupid.
Hey, nigga, get the shirt and shit. Like, what the fuck's going on right now?
You should have let me use the bathroom, asshole.
Like, shit. Yeah, back. You shirting. I got to get the fuck up out of here.
You could have easily just let him use the bathroom.
I
was trying to think of that predicament, bro. Like, that's crazy. A nigga dropped.
Hell you, bro.
Drop a hot one.
You got to think about how he sounded.
Bro, drop a hot one.
I feel like this is a predicament that DJ would be in if he was Uber driving.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Drop a hot one in the seat.
Unfortunate shit.
Oh, shit. How much time left? 15 minutes. Oh, yeah, shit.
Butt steaming.
That ride would be quiet as hell.
So where you headed? You got something going on?
I'd be scared as hell to talk. Because, you know, like I told y'all with the hemorrhoid, you use your ass for a lot of shit. And you do the wrong shit and you just, my motherfucker, relax.
Or to brace yourself. Like we live in the Chicago area, bro. I drove over at least of like fucking 8 potholes just to get to this motherfucking studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Of a pothole, was, oh yep. Shit!
See, y'all only proving my point. Hey, shit,
it's a pothole in my parking spot right now.
Facts. Me too. Facts.
Let me use that goddamn bathroom, man. Stop being a little hoe.
Oh no, fuck all that.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Yeah.
Hey,
turtle shell for 30 minutes plus is crazy.
Like, come on, man.
Hey, man, shit. Hey, I'm gonna cancel the ride, bro. You go take.
All right, so okay.
Make your drive.
Let's say you don't let him use the bathroom. Mm. You gonna give a good tip?
But no.
Oh yeah, you ain't shit.
Oh yeah, you're definitely an asshole.
You ain't shit.
The man physically
you have to shit. And man, he drove your ass still. Nah. He ain't gonna tip him.
First off, fuck y'all, man.
The man verbally asked you to use your restroom, and then you're gonna get in the car, have him drive you, and not give him a tip.
Like, come on,
that is
man.
All right,
well, you know what? Let's change the script up. Let's say it's a big fat ass nigga, a big fat dirty nigga, and you see him holding his stomach. He like, man,
yeah. Like, what if it's like someone the size of like a chick off a Tammy off a 1,000-pound sisters?
Yeah, if they that big, they can't even get in the car.
No, come on. They can make it.
Like something happen? Is she like 400? No. Amy be driving though. She like 400 something pounds.
That's only bigger risk to you. She got a shit.
Shit, that's a risk to the toilet.
Come on. That's a bigger risk to you.
But she gonna fuck your shit up
right.
though.
And bro, it's a risk
she
to
gonna
my...
fuck you up on driving. You might end up
dead. No, but she might fuck up my plumbing.
Which
that's
is worse.
Way more expensive.
Your life? Your life? or the plumbing.
Nigga, my life ain't on the line. She take a shit in there. Nigga's gonna test.
Nigga, right. It's gonna be a terrible experience. But thing is, she's shitting and driving, my nigga.
I ain't gonna lie. That's
she right. Definitely swerving and shit, bro. Like, come on, bro. Nah,
on man. Top of that, that's a nuke, bro. The windows rolled up and shit, bro. That's a nuke.
Come on, bro.
That's a fucking nuke.
Okay, the plumbing fucked up, but you're alive. Nigga, you might die tomorrow.
Nigga, I think
y'all acting like they can't just pull over. Nah, if they reach that point.
Nah, I think Rob's right though, nigga. You can cancel the ride or something.
Mid ride, you can cancel the ride mid ride.
No, before you get in, when they pull up to say, nigga, you need help. You need to go somewhere.
Right, you got to. Oh
no, how come we can't just get in the car and we drive to the nearest the gas station? Ain't too far away.
They probably gonna saying. Charge you for that.
Fuck yeah, no.
You get charged the extra time, but you file your complaint.
Hell no.
On everything. Oh, bro, I go to Uber support. Man, this nigga sharted.
Either way, she not getting no tip.
During my ride, man. I need a full sharted. Fucking refund and compensation. I'm finna sue. What the fuck?
Uber gonna be hot about that one.
It was the way he said, bro, this nigga sharted, bro. That shit had me rolling, bro. That shit's crazy.
So what you gonna do if you need a shit that bad and you got a customer? You asking to use their shit?
Yeah. Well, probably. I probably do it some my shit and pause.
Well, yeah, how come you ain't do that, jackass?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm the jackass, but really, it's them. You knew you had the shit.
Well, I'm just exactly. saying. But, you know, circumstances.
That wanted a comfortable toilet to sit on. He planned it out. Because I could just.
But that you can't say that either, though, because not everybody has a comfortable toilet.
Nigga, Sitgo got comfortable toilets. Nigga, Shell got comfortable toilets. Nigga, no Speedway.
Them toilets are not comfortable.
Shit. That's why I'd rather take the chance to find a comfortable household toilet before a fucking gas station.
But I'm just saying, they don't know for sure if your shit is comfortable.
It's a higher likelihood than
fucking Shell, nigga.
Agreed. But I'm just saying, you still gambling a little bit.
I guess.
Yeah, as best as you take it. Better chances, better odds.
The odds are bad, yeah. I agree with that. But I'm just saying, the gamble is
I don't
there.
Know what the fuck I would do, honestly. I don't know.
I feel like that's what I would laugh first, like before I gave my answer. Because that's a bizarre situation.
And I'd be like, can we stop somewhere else?
Can you give me some food?
I'd tell them just doing the
like, back, what if he got you some food?
In the neighbor's yard.
Or, no, what if he gave you the whole ride for free?
Oh, well, okay, yeah. That's a good deal.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
I'll take the risk of him fucking on my plumbing.
Hell yeah.
What's the drive?
Oh, I would say like 40 minutes to the airport.
40 minutes to the airport and then get the shit in my toilet.
Definitely.
Yeah, for free.
Definitely.
No, usually that's like a $70 ride.
Hell yeah. Definitely. $70 of shit in my bathroom? Go ahead. Right this way. Come on.
Yeah.
That's too sus,
I need you to sell me before, though.
That's too sus, man.
That's the only thing. I got to like, hold on, let me get my...
No, he's not paying. You just get the ride for free.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but like, how do you do
say,
that,
like, that's what you're saying. Yeah, you're right.
But I'm saying, I have to go get my gun first.
For what?
Just in case y'all know this, I don't know what this motherfucker finna do. He might be trying to take a shit, and you come out the bathroom with a
well,
gun.
Well, if he got a shit that bad, I mean, I don't think he's gonna be capping.
I don't know this nigga.
He gonna have to shit in the neighbor's yard. I told you,
bro.
Yard is crazy.
And y'all gotta remember, bro. These Uber drivers, they see when we leaving home, man. We going to the airport. What if that nigga cut a little hole in the wire on the window while he in there? Sneak back in my crib and start stealing shit. Oh, I'm thinking too deep.
You're with him. Yeah, you're going to be with him. Let's move on. And he just shitting.
Definitely a jackass. Let's move on. Samaj, man. I know you had another topic. But,
man, I'll be getting high, getting elevated.
Right.
Touching Cloud 9 or whatnot.
Yes.
And, you know, I was, you know, they talking about making a reboot of a scary movie. Mm-hmm. You know. And I started watching the scary movie series at the house when I got high, you know. And I just thought about it, man. Will we ever see a comedic family like the Wayne brothers?
That's a good question.
Like Wayne's brothers?
Yeah, the Wayne's. Mm-hmm,
the Wayne's brothers.
We said, well, we say it was Wayne. I think because you spelled it Wayne, too, when you put into the goddamn.
He spelled it Wayne and he said it Wayne. He meant Wayne. That's
black. The nigga said Damon Wayne. That's not like, is that not?
That is Wayne.
Batman,
Batman
Dad?
Damon?
Damon? Yeah. No. Yeah, just, Damien.
Yeah, he's a jigaboo. Anyway, that's besides the point.
No, I actually don't. I actually don't.
You don't think
no,
so? Yeah.
No. Because you would have Thomas. To be, you as the whole family would have to be into the same shit. Well, they have all to be all being comedy, into comedy. I feel like that's kind of hard.
Yeah, does it have to be a one-to-one thing, though?
No. I guess. But I don't know. I feel like the Wayans brothers is a one-off. Because, like, all of them. They even have a show, it was ass, but called The Second Generation Wayans.
That was pretty butt.
I'm sorry.
No,
like,
I watched two episodes.
The collective hating.
Nah, I watched two episodes. I'm like, this is ass.
No, oh, it's pretty butt.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so.
But to be honest, I already know the Wayans brothers like that. I just know Marlon and Damon. Besides that, I didn't really pay too much attention to the rest of them.
That's bars.
Yeah, it's bars.
No, they're all hilarious.
But I know they all rich as hell, too.
Gotta be. Gotta be. And, like, you could do that, like, plug shit where, like, oh, one got put on. So now you can open opportunities for the other one, and the other one can open opportunities for the other one.
I mean, yeah, but does it have to be comedy? Or can it be, like, something else, too? Like, what True. If they did, like,
music?
Do they have to be, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Do they have to be, like, real brothers?
That'd be pretty cool. Somebody family should do that.
What if it's just, like, five niggas, and they're just doing dope shit, and then they, you know, I don't know, they get a bunch of money with that way.
Mm-hmm. Doing what?
Doing whatever. Dope
shit.
Oh,
okay.
Doing whatever the hell. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Well, how come BSB can't be the next motherfucking Wayans brothers?
We're brothers, but we're not by blood.
Well, fuck it.
Yeah, but it's just a title, though.
Bars. You
know? Right.
Bars.
Some of them niggas don't look related. A couple of them niggas don't look related at all.
Bars.
So I don't know. That should just all be a hoax, man.
Did I not put Wayans? I actually typed Wayne.
Yeah, you definitely put Wayne. I corrected it for the flow, but you definitely put Wayne.
Oh, man. Okay.
It auto-correct. It auto-correct. Man, okay. I ain't gonna lie.
You put Wayne like weeks ago, too.
Put a typo, too.
And you've been saying Wayne.
Yeah, you said Wayne.
It's Wayans. Am I country as hell and just say Wayne's? That would it sound like to y'all when I say it?
It does sound like you're saying Wayne's.
Oh my God, I'm country.
But I get it. I know what you're saying.
No, man, I don't think it's gonna be
I don't think there'll be another one. At least not in comedy.
Maybe.
Interesting.
I mean, you never know.
You do never know.
No, you never know.
Sure. I was high key hoping that what's the guy that played in Let It Shine? I keep forgetting his name.
Oh, Tyler James Williams.
I was hoping him and his siblings end up doing something like that. I was really hoping they'd do something like that, but no, Disney don't ever follow up people and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, his little brother, Leo from Lab Rats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was actually funny to me.
He had some big ass lips.
Hey, that nigga bald.
Like a fish. He looked like a fish.
Oh my God.
He don't have no hair. His dad looked like an addict.
But he was funny though in Lab Rats.
He was funny as hell in Lab Rats.
I never watched Lab Rats.
It's a good show.
I'd already phased out of Disney by that point.
It's a good show.
Oh, they're on Disney XD.
I liked Lab Rats.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Lab Rats was cool. They started getting
That nigga has lips on them, boy. God damn. They come on my ass. I hate niggas, bro. You know what? Move on, bro.
That nigga got some lips on him.
Pause.
What you talking about, what?
Well, pretty much every black person got some lips on him. I don't know.
Yeah, but his is like, bro. This is crazy. Like, first thing you see type shit.
Oh. I don't know if I've met a black person that didn't have a big ass nose in some way, shape, form.
Oh, no.
Fuck you. I don't like how you looked my way. Fuck.
Nisha got a big nose too. It's
exactly.
Just, there's levels. To it.
It ain't on your level though. You, the final
hate.
Boss, nigga. Nah. Yo, the final boss.
Final boss is crazy.
That nigga got a honker on him too, boy. Yeah,
fuck y'all, man.
Once again, go to fucking hell.
Come on, man. What Jeremiah said, what's up, nigga? You black, man. Embrace your big black honker.
That's crazy.
You got to embrace that motherfucker, man.
Woo, boy, that's a good one. That's a good one, though. That's a good one.
Yeah, what you got, man?
All right, man. I was having a conversation with my people, and they was asking, like, you know, DJ, would you ever mess with your homie's ex? And I was like, hell no.
Because
me and Brandon had a conversation before, too. I don't even like getting to know my homie's girls. Mm-hmm. It's very awkward for me. Like, it's I don't like to be around them. Not, like, as people, but as just, like, I don't know. It is. I've heard too many fucked up stories.
Thanks.
I've heard way too many fucked up stories. And I'm just like, you know what? I keep my distance. I don't want to be none of that nonsense. I don't want to be none of that bullshit. Oh, he said, no, I ain't say a goddamn thing. I said hi and bye. That's all I said.
Facts.
Come on, that's all I said.
No, that's facts.
Come on, you ain't finna get me. Hell no. And y'all my homies, so y'all mean too much. Not over no bitch. Hell no. Fuck that. Fuck that shit. And one of my homies at work was like, man, I mess with a few of my homies' exes. I'm like, nigga.
To proudly say that you are an evil bastard.
I'm like, did you get permission? Like,
I know a few niggas.
Approval? He's like, yeah, I got approval. I'm like, geez. Because for me, it's like.
Even then, no.
Like, when you be with somebody, there's emotion there, no matter what. No matter how you fell out. Like, there's some emotion. Especially if y'all broke up and now you got to constantly see this motherfucker with your homie. Nah, that ain't it, bro. That ain't it.
What if he just want to tap that ass?
You can do it. I give you permission. Just don't let me know. Well, I guess technically we'll know, but.
Right, you don't know, man.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
For my sake, don't do it. But even if you do, I don't want to know.
Exactly. Like, don't tell me that you did it. Like, and there's some bitches out there that be evil as hell and try to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, don't brag to me about it. But like, I would want to know though.
Because technically, is it really bragging? And then you got it after me.
So, yeah, I mean, still get some pussy. I don't know, niggas.
Nah, that like this. It's always gonna be too much emotion there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always gonna be some emotion if it's not a lot.
I was gonna do that, but yeah.
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. It's just that's a weird boundary for me.
What if he don't get no coochie in the first place? Well, this is like his only.
Think about the numbers, though. Think about the numbers.
If he's getting no coochie, then we're gonna go somewhere down on Larkin with $120.
Okay, it's crazy.
That's all it costs.
But I wouldn't even fuck with.
I've been on the site. That's all it costs
in the first place.
He's what?
So I wouldn't even fuck with any of y'all exes in the first place.
That's what I'm saying. Next. Like, it's just like that's just the boundary that's because like you just bring back up emotions.
How long ago was it? Like, it was just like some high school thing.
Oh, that's different. Oh, that's different.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
Different. Go ahead.
But if y'all was like serious though, like that's just weird.
Yeah.
Because like eventually you gonna bring around the functions or whatever, and now y'all just. Awkward silence when that motherfuckers is around and shit.
Facts.
Like, I don't know. It's just some shit that I don't want to be a part of, bro. Like,
facts.
I don't know. And that's why I be telling people don't eat where you shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't shit where you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
nothing too close to home.
Yeah, like,
yep.
All mine out the way.
Nothing too close to home.
All mine out the way. Ain't none of y'all gonna know
him. Okay. I expect that. Yeah. I say the same thing with me. Yeah, I ain't gonna know what I'm messing with. Real,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've made some mistakes before too. Lord have mercy.
I see. I don't really get no fuck. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like intention is a really real thing. Like, if I set a precedent early, like if I pull up on your girl and I dap her up like a nigga, that's just kind of the intent. Like, that's the terms that we gonna be on. So I don't mind being close to my friend's girlfriends.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not.
But like,
I ain't mad at
that. I'm not more than hello, but you know,
I'm not FaceTiming her on my old time or something like that, though.
Yeah, like,
I have a phone number. Boundaries. You talking to like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't need no numbers. I don't. Need
you got to say hi and then scurry off.
Yeah, no.
You know, I ain't gonna be a weirdo. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, keep it real short.
Those are gonna be people that I'm probably gonna be interacting with at some point again.
You know, I'll make a few jokes here and there.
Okay,
but like, you know, I ain't gonna be no weirdo. I'm just saying, like, on these deep combos, that's not happening. You got your man for that.
Okay. Rob, speaking of this, I know you had another topic.
Oh, yeah, man. Get a guy's little bit of wisdom, man. Just talking about my own struggles and things I've gone through and things I've had to learn over the years messing with these women, man. You know, girls still want to be chased even after you got them. Even after you got them in a trap, they still want to feel like they're getting chased. A lot of people get so complacent when they get in relationships and you stop courting your woman, so to speak, man. That's something that's going to have to keep on going for forever.
Bars. And it's actually very commonly said. A lot of people say that stuff like that. But for some reason, we just can't grasp that. But like you said, you just get complacent. You know what I'm saying? I got the motherfucker. I put in all the work.
Mm-hmm.
I still got to keep putting in work for this motherfucker.
And I think it's more of a comfortable thing, you know? You have that time with your partner after you go through the honeymoon and after you go through the little argumentative phase, you kind of reach that point where a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And shit gets boring. Shit gets predictable. You fall into routine and it's easy to get caught up in that. So,
hell yeah.
Man, you still got to make it feel special.
And that could stop y'all from cheating. If you still treat it like a chase.
So what should you do, like, in terms of, like, chasing? Just the same old, because like you said it gets boring, so you got to switch it up, switch some shit up, don't you?
You got to be a creative nigga, man.
And you got to be willing to try new shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bedroom, life,
mm-hmm.
you know, just do some exciting shit.
Okay.
That gets, you know, your blood pumping.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't have no suggestions, because I'm single, nigga.
See, I'm an old-ass man. I'm not finna keep buying your ass flowers if you just gonna keep letting them die, bitch.
See?
I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Come on,
Nah. Like, I've been like
I cracked that code.
Bro.
I cracked that code.
Bro,
I know what to do.
Bro, like, I'm sitting here, y'all talking about buying flowers. I'm like, nobody's thinking this. Like, fuck that. I'm not finna keep buying you flowers and letting them die.
Just Just die.
That's the whole point of a flower, though. It's short and sweet.
They're going to die.
Yeah.
Like the relationship, bitch? No.
It's like the short-lived spark. It's beauty.
But you could find things that can last.
No, bitch, it's just like humans,
you,
man.
I will buy you 3 succulents. You only got to water these bitches once or twice a month, Bitch, we good. You don't need all them damn bogus flowers going to die in a week. Don't care. Bars.
Ain't a bad idea.
So you're not being thoughtful. You got some shit. Yeah, you got to take care of the shit.
You know what I'm saying? I cracked the code with my ex. You know what I'm saying? She liked flowers, but I'm not stupid. Buying flowers is like burning money on fire. You know what I'm saying? Because she wasn't taking care of the motherfuckers. So what I did, they had this, what it called, the golden rose that you could buy. And it was like real pretty or whatever. But it wasn't no actual flower. It was, you know, they metal and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So I bought her one every year for our anniversary. I ain't worried about dying. And it was cheaper than the flowers. Finance friendly, goddamn. And she loved it. She loved it. She had a vase for them and everything. It's a damn shame we broke up. But
wait, you did one for every year?
Mm-hmm.
So it just kept on like stacking up over there. That's tough.
That's tough. And also, copper and aluminum, very cheap.
I paid $20 for that rose each year.
That ain't bad at all, man.
Happy anniversary, baby. Put it in the vase. She's like, oh my God, it's getting so big. That's what she, I'm like, yeah. I love it. Okay. Too. But yeah, finance friendly, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? I'm always thinking of some creative shit.
That's like thoughtful. Like I could see.
She loved it too. She's like, I've never had anybody do that for me. And then, you know what? Best believe, I'm doing it for the other ones too. The next one I get locked in for, I'm doing the exact same thing.
Mercy.
Come on, you got to, man. It's finance friendly.
Facts.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Say that dollar.
Well, now that we still on this topic, I got a little something to say, man. I got a bone to pick, really, man. It's really a bone to pick, man, because what the hell are we doing, y'all? Okay. Y'all, what the fuck are we doing?
What happened?
So, you know, some of these, a lot of it's something that's not a new thing. It's a thing that's been going on. I'm not going to spend too long on this. Just brief explanation. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of women, they still want you to, they want you to pay for stuff. We talked about courting and whatever the case may be. A lot of girls want some money. They want you to pay for gas and whatever, blah, 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 and things of that nature, whatever the case may be, whatever the hell it might be, right? But, y'all, I think it's going too far. I don't know if this is a new phenomenon or if this is just the internet, but I've never seen no stupid shit like this before. Y'all, there are middle school boys.
Bro, I seen this.
Already having to deal with girls asking them for money. Y'all, when I saw this on Twitter, I'm just going to read it real fast. This lady posted this and said, "This is my son's phone. The girls are starting too early." Said, "Girl, this is the girl. You got Cash App?" And the boy says, "Huh? Why are you asking me this?" "Because I need money." Bro. Dude, do you have Cash App?" He said, "I don't know you like that. You asking the kid at your school for money is crazy."
And he don't even know, he don't even know her like that.
She said, "Do you?" in all caps. He said, "No. I'm 11. I don't even got no money. Why would you even ask me? You think I would send you my hard-earned money just because you asked anyway? Ask your parents, dude. Not a kid at your school."
This motherfucker's smart.
Pretty much then, she just laughed and said, "Okay." And then, yeah, that was that.
She probably talking all kind of shit about him in the group chat.
Bro, my thing is, bitch, we eat the same lunch when we get to school. What the fuck makes you think I got a dime to give you?
Saying, bro, we don't have jobs. What the fuck? I'm 11. You can barely do math.
That is learned behavior.
Thank you. They created that. The motherfucker that, this is my son's phone. She created that. Maybe not her directly, but I'm just saying, women created that. They created that shit.
Whoop the mama ass.
And niggas succumb to that bullshit, man.
Whoop the mama ass.
That was the mama. That was the mama showing her son's phone.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Whoop that little girl mama ass.
Like, come on, bro. That's fucked up. 11? 11. Niggas playing kickball and shit. Come on, let me see your Cash App. Why do you have Cash App?
And what the hell was she going to do with that motherfucking money?
Why do you have Cash App at 11?
I'm going to buy a Barbie doll or something.
Your parents going to do that.
She wanted to.
This is stupid.
That is a real good hustler. Question.
This is stupid.
Why does she have a Cash App?
SRTs, nigga, come put love on me.
What is she doing with that money in there? How's she getting that money in there?
I don't know, man.
This is stupid, bro. This is stupid as hell. This is why finance friendly is a goddamn thing. And that nigga deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Told her ass, hell no. I ain't got no goddamn money.
We need to write that book. We need to write
that
book.
That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up. They try to rob his ass. Yep. Peacefully rob him. What kind of shit is that? You got Cash App? Bitch, why do you have Cash App, boy? Hey, you know what? I'm about to crash out in this motherfucker. That just heated me up.
Calm down with the bitches. This is an 11-year-old we're talking about.
Man, well, she got the balls to ask for money.
Lord have mercy. Yeah. I mean, I see where you're coming from.
Man, this is crazy.
She already trying to trick, so I ain't going to lie.
At 11.
Okay,
he better than me. What you doing for that?
Come on, man.
It's same age.
We're talking about little kids right now.
It's same age.
Sis, she could do some homework.
She listened to that. I'm his favorite. Look them out.
Homework.
Extra food at lunch.
Look
them out. Answers for the test.
All that.
Come on now. What you doing for that?
Pencils, paper.
Come on. What you doing for that? This ain't for the free. Got me fucked up, boy. Hey, shit. My son gonna know. Don't you have no goddamn money. Don't you get no goddamn money either. Don't you get no with no goddamn money.
Can you give it like a $2?
Hell no.
Dollar?
Especially, he probably, hell no, you giving my money away. I'm more than likely, he probably like the guy for me.
I tell you what, one day I asked my daddy for $5 to go buy a rose for a girl in sophomore year. I bought her that rose. That was the last motherfucking $5 I spent on the woman ever since.
Yep. I asked my dad one time for a homecoming proposal. Some gummy bears and you remember
freshman
that?
Year of high school.
Yep. Gummy bears and a poster. Dad bought it. He said, go ahead, you know, show the girl, you know you like her and shit like that. I ain't even go to prom with that bitch. I mean, I ain't even go to homecoming with that girl.
Damn, brother.
Yeah, I went with a different girl. Kind of fucked up. But
why the fall through?
DJ was playboy, you know, he tried to get anything he could, you know what I'm saying?
That was for damn sure.
Yeah, motherfuckers flocking, you know what I'm saying? So we had the football game, you know, she on top of me and shit, you know what I'm saying? Then the other one come up, she like, oh, so I see, you know, you kicking it with the other one. And then she was like, well, but the crazy part is at the end of the game, we was walking out, you know, she come back to me, she like, you know, I seen you with the other girl, you know, ain't no hard feelings. She's like, I'm cool with being a side piece.
Smooth.
See, but the thing is, we was fucking 14 with that shit, so we wasn't much older than this.
Smooth operator.
We was at least in high school.
Yeah.
And she wasn't asking for money.
Motherfucking middle school.
She wasn't asking for money.
Being side pieces, that's still around. Being a side piece, getting money from niggas, like,
man, I didn't lose a dime.
That's
her
what
being
he,
a side piece.
Right, that's yeah, what he gets.
Come on.
No
that nigga
piece.
Ain't lose no money.
Look, come on. The other one, she just, she not even giving nothing. I can't get a pencil, some answers, homework done, nothing. Just give me your money. What kind of shit is that? And he a real one for not letting that shit slide, man.
Yeah, he on the right path.
Yeah, we need more niggas like him. Because a lot of you stupid motherfuckers just give me y'all bread away. Y'all go to work 8 hours a goddamn day and shit just to come home and give it up.
Yeah, trick on heifers. Hell wrong with you niggas.
Ain't nothing wrong with tricking, though, because at least you getting some. Most tricks is getting some.
No, shit. There's something wrong with tricking.
No, you tricking on heifers and Jezebels. You niggas need help.
Yeah, right. They already doing this shit for free for motherfuckers.
And we already talked about how, you know, the shit is damn near a transaction anyway. Dating is just pretty much going on dates is a transaction anyway.
Yeah, you look at it that way, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I take the motherfucker out, I see her 2 times. Oh, but I got to pay for her food. I'm hoping I can get to knock it down that night. Technically, I paid for some pussy.
That's what Riley said. And you know what? He wasn't wrong.
Come on.
I agreed with him. Shit.
Something's wrong with you, niggas.
No.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's interesting. It's another spin on it, though. That's another way to look at it. Is it wrong? Not in my opinion. It's going to happen regardless. Money, you got to pay for shit everywhere. Shit. Can't avoid it.
Man, the first meal, I'm getting to know you. After the second and third, baby, I'm trying to get in some butt. I'm keeping a buck.
Shit, you. What? You modest. I'm trying to get in that motherfucker the first time.
Shit, I'm really shooting the first time, but you know.
Shoot a shoot. Come up.
Shit.
Right. My favorite player, Dame, he shoot for the logo. And that's the same way I'm shooting from. Come up.
Shit, that's crazy.
Come on now.
Hit the music, man. It's time. Come on to get now. Him,
no, 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 no. We still got time.
We do. Oh, oh, I didn't know you were doing all that. Okay, that's what's up. I didn't know y'all were doing all
episode
that.
Episode 100, man. We going to one hour and a half, man.
Yo, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wasn't informed. Okay,
nigga, you was right here, but okay.
I didn't hear you say it.
You was right here. Hell no.
Oh, I ain't know. My fault, man.
We still got a little bit of time left. Come shout on, out to
man. Nigga said that in the intro.
Shout out to little man. Shout out to little man. Man, he's standing on his. Right,
that's on camera too. I just said it in
the intro. I didn't hear that. I ain't gonna lie. I told y'all I was already fried today.
Man, shout out to little bro, man.
Shout out to little bro. But now we still going, goddamn it. I still got some more shit to motherfucking say, goddamn it. Y'all, this is my real bone to pick.
Oh, shit.
And I saw something on the interwebs on Twitter.
Interwebs.
You know, and it was another lady. I'm not going to diss her. I'm not dissing her. It's not what I came to do. But this is something that I guess is a sentiment among a certain sector of women. And she said, and I quote, "Men can't even cuddle without getting an erection," with the eye roll emojis. And I'm just thinking, well, what the fuck we doing?
Bitch, I'd be worried if the motherfucker didn't. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Like,
come on, bro.
That right there.
Bro, what the hell is wrong with y'all?
What's wrong? You don't really like me. And you realize that most of the time, they're the reason you get that motherfucker, because they don't want to be backing up but all
putting
over
that,
you.
Putting, I'm saying, putting right, that motherfucker up all
over
shit.
You. Shaking that motherfucker all over right. You and shit. Man.
Putting that boy, booty meat all on the young boy, brother. What the fuck you supposed to do?
Boy.
We used to pray for times like this.
I swear to God.
Man. We used to pray for times like this.
That's a crazy part. You know how many. It's Meek Mill.
You
on the path. You on the path. But it's just crazy how that lined up.
No, Diddy whatsoever.
What's it called? But, nah, that's fucked up, man. That's fucked up.
I know. Y'all had to taint my shit.
You said, like, y'all had to taint my shit.
The point is. We used to really hope for times like this.
Hell yeah, man.
And you know, so many nights growing up, from just when I was a little jit, little boy, just like, man, I wish I just had someone by my side. I wouldn't been motherfucking just attacking my little bro for too long. Too long, man. He needs something else, something different. Man. Something else. Wish I had a little piece by my side right now, just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Little booty meat on your brother. You got the booty meat on. You think he ain't finna rise up?
And bro, think about
you
it like this.
He ain't finna rise up.
You would only cuddle with a motherfucker that you're interested in.
Hmm. Right.
That goes with it. You can't be mad you got a soldier and be mad when he's staying at attention, baby.
Yo!
You got a soldier. Don't be mad when he's staying at attention.
Oh! Like, that's crazy, man.
Bars. That was
bars. Bars.
Like, come on, man.
Bars. Like, bars.
You was, if y'all only cuddling because y'all attracted to each other. So what the hell did you expect?
Baby.
You probably sitting there leaking your damn self.
Shit.
Like, come on, bro. You got a meat stick on your motherfucking ass cheeks. You know your shit leaking.
Right. So you got them buns right there. Meat between the buns.
Buns, right.
Right.
Hot dog, bitch. We talking about hot dog in
your ass.
Hot dog in your ass.
What you talking about?
Like, this is crazy.
It is crazy.
Mother just finding shit to complain about.
Just finding new shit to complain about. It's like, do you even like dudes? I'm gonna pull that part. You mad when? That's where I'm supposed to be. God right. Damn it! Like, what the fuck?
Like, come on, man. This is stupid. Like, she's a damn fool for getting on that damn platform and typing that bullshit out. It's crazy.
You know what they knew. Mama knew what you were doing. She knew what you were doing.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Because,
but
not,
you know, most reasonable people and women, they're not with.
Yeah, right,
you know,
right,
they,
right.
They,
yeah,
they appreciate that.
This ain't the masses. Mm.
Yeah,
this
it's definitely not the masses. But I definitely thought it was an interesting point of view, because there were a good amount of women that did agree with that sententiment. Not
bandwagon.
Most of them did not.
The bandwagon.
But so what, bitch? You just cuddling with random niggas
like? The way they said it is one of the responses or justifications for having this mindset was that, oh, well, you dudes are having, you know, you guys can't just cuddle without making it sexual. I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Little bro just has a mind of his own.
Oh, for real.
Little bro,
like I said before,
moves how he wants to move.
A lot of times, y'all be the one invoking that shit.
But the thing is, sometimes, especially as a dude, nothing can happen. And you can be...
The wind, bro.
Schwarzenegger.
Come on. It's the same thing with women, though.
Facts.
Right. There's a lot of women, they get wet at the drop of a day, walk around wet for no goddamn
literally
reason.
Nothing happened.
Now,
penny
draws
soaked.
Just for soaked. Real.
Oh my God.
Draws not even fucking usable right no more.
Motherfuckers get damp.
More than damp, motherfuckers
moist. Look at that.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is crazy.
Girls gotta go to the bathroom sometimes just because they shit, just they coochie wet, too wet. At least my shit goes down after a little while. Shit,
for real, your shit, yo, the damage is done. Shit, that motherfucker right, just sitting there.
But most of them are gonna be happy with shit. You, brother. So you don't, you shouldn't be getting conscious about this. Hell most no. of them will be like, oh no, they love it. That's like it fits perfect. It's like that's where it's supposed to be. So ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You know, it'd be a problem if it wasn't.
Motherfucking ridiculous.
Yeah, but I'm like, that would be saying something about you should. Yeah, you should feel slighted if that wasn't the case. But you know, like I said, but at the same point in time, we done all messed with the ugly girl before. Have y'all ever messed with the ugly girl?
Yes. Yes.
Now,
have you?
Not one of my proudest days.
Right. It's not, we all got them. Proud of.
We all got them.
Proudest days.
We all got them.
I don't know.
It was a consistent back to back for a couple months.
I ain't never messed with no like objectively ugly girl.
Oh, I have. Oh, I have.
Yeah, oh, I definitely have. I definitely have. All of niggas be saying, I think a lot of y'all niggas be capping.
I definitely have.
I definitely have.
Like a girl that I looked at after, like, damn, that bitch was.
Yeah, Bodine. Like, I shouldn't have done that. Yes. No. I have one vividly that I did. I looked back on it and said, God damn it, motherfucker was really at a low moment.
Yes.
That I did this shit.
But we talked about it before. Yeah. Like, when you need it. You might go to the depths of hell to get it.
Yeah, yeah. God damn it.
That's bars.
I'm going to open some doors. Yeah.
I'm not going to put it past me. I'm not going to say it never happened. But,
you got
right, you just said it never happened. You said never messed with an objectively ugly girl. I'm not saying the chick got to be a two.
Yeah.
But it's below a five.
But no, I wouldn't say that.
Or just low five.
Yeah, a five.
Either low five.
Because if you had a five, because every number that you add, it can go, depending on who you ask, the number can go two numbers lower, two numbers higher. So if you mess with that girl, you look at a five, none of nigga might say that's a three.
Bars. Hey, and you know what?
Might say that's a three.
Bars.
Because I mess with a girl, I might say she's a three. Another nigga might call that 2.2, 2.25, 1. But it was rough.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Neither the beholder.
Oh, she was rough, right? I'll tell you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking grill, like rip his reef in that motherfucker. Oh
my God.
But you needed to get yours, so I ain't mad at you.
I didn't need it that bad.
See, you didn't, man.
But it's just a thing.
But you don't know that till afterwards.
Exactly. You in the moment.
The I keep it a buck. She was a smooth four, but them cheeks was cheeking, so I went
exactly.
Double, I went double.
Sometimes
dips.
You got other assets. That's why some of y'all niggas need to just like.
This nigga
I hear motherfuckers
double dip.
Twice.
Motherfuckers that don't get no play, haven't really got no numbers up, and then but they expect their girl to be like baddest of the bad.
Motherfucker,
you gotta start somewhere and build up,
bro. And that's the those are the confidence builders.
I'd recommend
the post nut clarity. Be like, man. I'm better than this.
I recommend any brother.
I'm gonna get a bitch that look better.
For real. I recommend any brother that's coming up, start low. Now, you can start high, start high. Don't get twisted. You start high, but sometimes you start high.
You'll
and now,
shot.
Next thing down is just downhill from there.
They'll kill your confidence.
You started off too high.
Yeah.
Or you started off too high. Now you don't got nothing left.
Right.
I love this brother right here. I don't agree with this, but a lot of people say the same thing about Roddy Ricch. At first, the album was too good.
Stop
after that, you know what I'm saying? Just can't even match it no more.
Yeah.
Now the nigga, every time the nigga drops something, they talking shit. That's my dog though. I'm not saying that about him. I want some more music for me personally. But I know a lot of niggas.
When you start from the bottom, ain't no way you can go but up.
But I'm trying. Well, no, it can get lower.
Yeah, but the odds of that is very low.
Let me just keep going. I want to start over again.
I
want to ruin your shit.
Basically, if you start from the bottom, you can't go nowhere but up. But that is a possibility. But the odds are very low. If you're already at the bottom.
Jay-Z, you at rock
bottom?
Yeah, you going to hell? Shit, only thing below rock bottom is hell.
Motherfucker's been to hell.
You can go to hell, but I'm just saying, like,
I don't know if I call it hell.
I call it
Tartarus, because you can escape Tartarus. Hell, you just stuck in that motherfucker.
Bars.
Tartarus, you can get up. You can climb up.
We'll say Tartarus then.
I've been there.
Like I've been to Tartarus.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Well, you know what I'm saying, you look over. No, after you done hit it, you just sitting down for a little while.
Yeah, you just thinking about life like, damn.
And then you just DJ. Hear the chick snoring. Sound like Darth Vader, that motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Just, and the bitch stopped breathing.
Man, you get a little personal now.
Man, like, shit crazy, bro.
A little vague now.
That was rough. That was a rough time in my life.
What if she watching?
Bro, damn it. She got a new piece now. You know, they both bogus together.
That's exactly how... Same with me, man. Same story with me. So that's okay.
You know, very good person. Good person, but just, man, that was rough. And I don't like it when niggas act like they standing so goddamn high. Stop it. They say start low. The four gonna open some doors. The five gonna make you feel alive. I'm saying that six might
be who you want to be with. And then so on and so forth. Seven up, you know what I'm saying? That's where you want to be at. Seven and up. So you want to be at. Sometimes you got to work your way up. Now, you could start at the seven. You could start at 8 to 9. You could start at the 10. Most likely you're not. If you start at that 10, I guarantee you ain't going to see that again.
Actually, that was bars. That was fucking bars.
You ain't gonna see that again.
I'm telling you, man. Them low ones be confidence boosters.
But that's enough, though, man. Let's move on, man.
I got a question, man.
Oh shit. Okay.
Man, this is I don't know why, man. It's a high question I had. Okay. Now we are aware of how niggas back in the 70s used to dress. You're talking about our princes, niggas of that nature. Okay. This is a question. If we were living in them time periods, what group of niggas do you think would be dressing like Prince? I'll give you one first. Them opium niggas.
Okay, yeah.
You opium niggas, I'm telling you, you're wearing pants with the ass out and all. Oh my
God. Yeah, that's some freaky niggas.
Y'all are some freaky. I'm talking fishnets.
Yeah, I'm just freaking
with
niggas.
Bird chests.
Yeah, I done seen them.
Like, you niggas are bogus.
Oh shit.
You niggas look androgynous.
Wait, what is an opium nigga?
It's like Playboi Carti.
Playboi Carti, Ken Carson.
Okay. Yeah.
All them niggas.
And I still don't understand the Ken Carson hype.
I don't either. That nigga's kind of butt.
I thought you had some songs by Ken Carson.
Hell fucking no.
That nigga's no. I wouldn't listen to that nigga either.
I'm pretty sure you played it for the.
No, the hell I did not.
On the story?
No, I did not. You must be thinking about Kenny Mason.
There, you right. There you go.
Kenny Mason. Now, that's a whole different thing. Yeah. Kenny Mason, that guy.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I ain't listening
to no goddamn Ken Carson.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that nigga's kind of
bullshit. It's just bullshit. Niggas think they're just so cool listening to that. Like, cause, oh, y'all don't listen to mainstream shit. Y'all listen to shit that's just poorly produced. Like, it's objectively poorly produced. It sounds terrible. You just take whatever and make it muddy as hell.
I like to think that some niggas are genuinely stuck in the old 2016 SoundCloud phase where, like, where you can always find a random bangers and, like, they just think they found a random banger when the shit's not. So they're just stuck in that loop. That's exactly what it is.
I know
that
2015
SoundCloud era, though.
I know a homie, we got that dude that listen to that shit all the damn time.
Oh, yeah. Everyone got homies like that, though. Nigga just live and reside on SoundCloud. It's like, nigga, get a fucking streaming service.
For real. Only $5, $10. Shit.
Something. Shit. Wow. Like, something else.
But, I mean, finance friendly.
No, SoundCloud nice. They got some unreleased shit on there. I got a little Juice WRLD playlist.
I feel like you better off just going on YouTube. Bars. Well, that's only if you have YouTube Music, though.
Yeah, bars. And I need to go.
You got YouTube Premium, bro. That shit come free, nigga. You on your shit, bro. You get all the official and unreleased shit on the same spot. We ain't advertising for them niggas, though.
At all. Well, they are paying us.
Oh, yeah. Actually, no. Yeah, go get YouTube Premium because we still get paid off that.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, you still get paid off that. Okay, so you can dig it. Okay. I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all need to go and move that, man. Cause I'm complaining about ads. And shit. Y'all run 20 ads on y'all shit, nigga.
Dude,
motherfucking.
I did. I was watching a show with my mom, and I was noticing that. I'm like, this is a lot of goddamn ads. and then make you watch two.
Nah, yeah, I remember.
That is one ad too.
I remember YouTube was always one ad.
Yeah, if I was watching the podcast together.
Mm-hmm. My mom, me, my mama, and my dad.
Oh shit!
Really?
Yeah, they're just laughing.
I apologize my language.
No, they don't care. My mom was like, y'all grown.
In that case, I do not apologize.
Y'all grown. Y'all grown.
That's what I say. I be saying sorry to my mama every goddamn
day. She's like, y'all grown. Y'all do what y'all want
to
do.
My mama basically refuses to watch the show because she know I be on here wilding.
My mom knew I was a wilding anyway, though.
But honestly, I like it because now I just feel like I can just say whatever the hell. Even just like in my normal day-to-day around them.
Mm-hmm.
I be saying some crazy shit.
Of course.
Yeah,
but my parents be saying some crazy shit too.
Yeah, my mama's hypocritical.
I didn't ask my mama how she feel about eating butt. Like, is she ever like,
see, I'm not doing that though.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
If she was ever okay.
I mean, I just recently figured out. Apparently, my mom likes the word bussy. She always saying that shit. Talking about some niggas fucking with that bussy. Like,
oh my lord,
a boy pussy. Like, that's what she been saying.
Oh
like,
my
so,
god, Jesus.
So
Christ.
I guess I can watch
that from my mama. I'd rather mama one time if my dad was ever. Eating, like, try to eat some ass.
So, like, that's a strange comment.
I didn't say it straight up. Like, I didn't say it, but it was like, she knew it was coming.
Like, why do you want to know that, though?
Why did she feel like it was coming? That's how you know you got to be a strange child.
Oh, God. You got to be strange.
Nah, that's not fair, man.
He was talking about ass eating.
Yeah,
he was talking about ass eating. Like, I wouldn't talk about, like, nothing about her or whatever, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, niggas eating booties, come normalized, and now things fucked up. And then I was like, did I make, like, did
did dad ever eat ass? That's all. But she cut me off before I finished the sentence, though. She said she's not going there with me.
Thank God. Thank God for that.
I was like, you know, I respect it.
That means yes. I ain't gonna laugh. That probably means a yes.
Nah, I don't think she.
I don't know about that one.
The way she was just explaining.
W. Miss Jones. Think she was, shit. Jesus, Lord. She said she was
vanilla.
That's just a strange combo. It's a strange combo. I guess this is a strange combo. I don't know, my mama ain't out there. I don't even want to think about that. I've already gone too far.
Stop going. He already crossed the line. He can only go any further. You can just stop.
I'm just letting recognize, like, no, she was not. Motherfucking no. No.
I cannot stand your ass sometimes with that shit, man. Damn.
I shouldn't have gone as far.
You should not. You should not have.
I'm already here.
Just stop there. Just stop.
I can.
Yes, you can, Brandon. You are in control. You are in control. I said it. You driving the train. You can just stop it. Just stop the train. Shit. Let us off, please.
It's hilarious.
My mama is a good woman. Very good woman. You would love everyone that meets her loves.
Yes. Miss Jones is amazing. Yes.
God woman. And I only met her briefly.
God damn it, Brandon.
One time.
Wait. Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, my parents.
Because I was in, she was definitely very confident. Because I was like, that nigga can make it. He lives around the corner, kind of the next subdivision. Mm. Like he can run his ass over there. I've had to do it before. Mm. Yeah, but she just said, "Nah, she just let me drive him." I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, my dad played that. He's like, "Oh yeah, I think I drove him." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Dad, you don't remember? Just stop." Bro, like you're gonna hurt yourself trying to figure this shit out, bro.
It's crazy. Shit like that, bro.
Yeah, I drove one of them motherfuckers. I'm like, just give it up. He drove all y'all, bro. I'm like,
I don't think he drove him.
Oh yeah, probably not him. But he was trying to. He was swearing up and down that he did. Though I'm like, Dad, you probably didn't. Like,
excuse me, I'll fire up. Rob, you want to get one of the, you want to get one of your shits off, man? Before we close this out.
Let's get the Uncle Ira one off. Man.
Okay.
You know, we want to talk about a little quote shit I ain't seen. So, you know, Uncle Ira was walking through the Emerald Tunnels with Aang.
Oh,
and they was going back and forth. And he was talking about the wisdom. And, you know, Aang was talking about how he was trying to attain the ultimate power, the Avatar state. But he had to give up somebody he loved to do it. He just couldn't. You know what Ira said? Ira said, "I think you are very wise to make that decision. Power and perfection is overrated. I would take happiness and love every single time, man." And that shit, man, that shit just resonated with a nigga, man.
Iroh was wise beyond his means, man.
Hey, man. Like,
he was just dropping off all kind of nuggets throughout the series.
If you haven't seen Avatar, bro, you need to watch that show.
Yeah,
to this day, like as you get powerful. Older, it gets better. Honestly, yeah.
It's just so powerful.
It aged like fine wine.
And it's just like
beautifully written show.
You can relate to it in so many different facets. It's just like, you know, I feel like I've been a perfectionist about certain things in my life, and maybe I took a lot of the joy out of enjoying what I was trying to do by doing that stuff.
Yep.
Man, I'm gonna choose happiness and love every time.
Man, it's just for real, because people are gonna try to like, because especially when you're trying to do something and there's like expectations of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all young, a lot of weight on your shoulders, and people are always like, "Oh, you don't got time for this. Oh, you shouldn't do this." Blah blah blah. They all want what's best for you, or the case may be. But like, so you got to carve your own way, man.
Actual,
do what feels best for you.
Actual,
be a, if you, because I bet you, Aang, he really felt like, you know, Katara was good for him. She was.
She
owned that man back in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
He probably came up with that rule from some other nigga that was coochie whipped. He just didn't know let a cloud his judgment.
Hell no.
I mean, Aang was a whole monk, bro. He could have that.
You said coochie whip.
Oh, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. You know, letting go all the earthly tethers, you know, that's cool, but pussy, I don't know about that one. I couldn't leave
right.
that alone.
And that nigga was Aang. Aang was like, what, 13? Yeah, 14 trying to do that shit?
Nigga already.
Like, he's like, man, fuck that. I'm trying to fuck something right
fuck that.
Now.
He trying to experience something.
He
fuck
said, I'm
that.
Trying to fuck something right now.
He trying to bend four elements. Air, fire, water,
backs.
Earth, and backs.
They tame the damn. They tame the goddamn.
Back bender.
Back bender.
What kind of bender would you be if you could be a bender? A backflip.
Backflip.
That's people bars, naked, big like, titty women just don't fall in the sky, you know?
Yes, good placement.
Can't just give that up, man. Like they fall in the sky, they're gonna get another one later on after justice is done and duty is done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get that shit in.
Oh, shit. Oh my God,
yeah, I'm living proof, shit. Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
Beautiful, big titty women just don't fall in the sky.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
You say you live in proof.
Yeah, that they just don't fall in the sky.
I'm not quite following.
I had one and I don't got it no more.
Oh. Damn, man.
Yeah.
You good?
I'm straight.
You all right, man?
No, she down. I'm up.
You sure you straight? Sure.
Hell yeah. But you know, this just goes to fact. It's just
but how you know she down?
That's a coping mechanism.
He. How do you know he's down?
What is?
She down. I'm up. Like, it's justification.
Well, I mean, you look at the livelihood that she got.
What?
She definitely down.
He's definitely down.
No. Die. You die. You need to die. You need to die.
What, like Flasher?
No, he's on some free shit.
Yeah, come on. He's down, not she.
No, no.
He
die. Come on.
That's oh, I understand.
I understand. Hell no, man.
But man, we appreciate y'all for tuning in y'all, with man. Us, man. Sir. Appreciate y'all. It's been a long road. Mm-hmm. Feels quick, but you know, at the same point in time, we definitely been putting the work in, and mm-hmm. Hey, it's only going up. It's only going up. Only got big things on the horizon. Man. Shout out to a lot of the OGs on here. Mexican Mario, Gyps Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
The list goes on. I know I'm going to forget a lot of people, so I'm going to stop naming other people before I just forget, but you know, hey, we're going to look back on these moments, and fondly. Long time, man. Hey, y'all, we not done, though. You got the Patreon. You got the spare change. The extra 15 minutes. Yes, coming up, though. Mm-hmm. Make sure to get in those live streams. Appreciate yes, everyone for tuning in.
Yes,
and best believe, 4 more weeks by a month. Got the 2-year anniversary. Blackstreet Boys, gone.